Venisritam Gita Gango da Kampitva Punarjanmana Vidyate. Again, Shankaracharya is going to bring an analogy of the Ganga. By drinking the water of Ganga, of the Gita, so again, twice now he's comparing Gita with Ganga. Works good, huh? Gita, Ganga, good. Which is divine quintessence of the Mahabharata, emanating from the holy lotus mouth of Krishna. Krishna has what kind of eyes? Lotus eyes. Lotus face. Lotus hands. Lotus feet. Throughout the Vedic prayers, Krishna is compared to the lotus so many times. There's even that prayer of Kunti, where Krishna, she says, Krishna is also wearing a garland of lotuses, has a navel like a lotus. It's one of Kunti's prayers. Emanating from the holy lotus mouth of Lord Krishna. By drinking, now, transcendental senses. Krishna's senses can interchange. Krishna can kill just by glancing. Krishna can create by glancing. All of his senses are interchangeable. And when you are on the spiritual platform, your senses will also be interchangeable. Because in the Bhagavatam, third verse, Pibbata. Pibbata means drinking. It says that Shukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam and the devotees are to drink it. But you don't take the book and drink it. No, you drink it through your ears, because it is rus. Gujaratis, you make that rus, right? I love your rus. Nice mango rus, but it has to have ghee on it. Right? We're in agreement. Forget this vegan stuff. Give me ghee. So rus, or milk, is called amrit. Right? Dude, you say dude? All right? Amrit. So you drink that through your mouth. But there is another rus, Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, which you drink through your ears, because now you have transcendental senses. You're drinking, but through this sense. So, Shankaracharya is saying, if you drink this Ganga of Gita through your ears, you will never take rebirth in the material world again. How many like that one? Then why am I not reading Bhagavad Gita? Even Krishna says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yoveti tatvata jagvade hangpurna janma naeti mameti sorjuna. That if you understand Krishna's janma karma, birth and activities, tatvataha, in truth, then purna janma na vidyate. You're not coming back to Placentia. You're going to go to Vaikuntha. Which one you want, Placentia or Vaikuntha? Yes, because you're all intelligent. Sumedha saha. Yes. All you have to do is drink this Ganga of Bhagavad Gita. In other words, by devotionally reciting the Gita, the cycle of birth and death is terminated. Sangsar. The endless cycle of birth and death and birth. You think, I think, oh, Monday, I got to go back to work. Oh, man. I was just speaking to someone today, and he lives over in, not far from here, but he works in Pasadena, so every day 1.5, 2 hours driving every day, back and forth. So just think, that's repeated birth and death. Again, doing the same thing over and over and life after life. But if you nicely drink Bhagavad Gita, finish. Permanent vacation in Vaikuntha. You get to be with Krishna. And what does that mean? It means that you are... what does Krishna do? Everything Krishna does is dancing or singing or playing. That's what Krishna is. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra, having a technical difficulty. All right. It is said that in the spiritual world, in Krishna's abode, they don't walk, they dance. They don't talk, they sing. That's Vaikuntha. Not this rat race that we're all affected by. Let's go to verse number 6. There's only 2 more verses left. Sarvo Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandana Partho Vatsa Sudhir Bhokta Dugdang Gitam Ritang Mahat. Again, Shankaracharya is full of analogies in this Mahatmyam. All the Upanishads are like a cow. If this had been an American author, he would compare it to a dog, because in America, man's best friend is dog. But Shankaracharya is better. He compares Bhagavad Gita to a cow, the best of animals. All the Upanishads are like a cow. And who's the milk? Who is the cowherd boy milking? Who? Krishna, of course. Gopal, right? Gopal, cowherd boy. Or Govinda, one who gives pleasure to the cows. Krishna has many cowherd boy names. Gopal, Govinda. He has so many names because of his relationships with his devotees. So Krishna is milking this cow of the Upanishads. Now, a cow gives milk in front of her calf. The calf in this case is going to be Arjuna, who has different names. Partha, Jishnu, Dhananjay, Gudakesh, Parandava. Yes. So, Falguni. So, Arjuna is the calf. Krishna is milking. Because Krishna does that in his abode every day. Krishna goes out every day. Before going out, he milks. After he takes his bath, he goes. Nanda Maharaj is waiting, and Krishna is taking care of the cows and calves. And just like we chant japa, all of Krishna's cows have names and colors, different colors. And he knows all the calves and cows by name, and he calls them. They can't wait to be called. Wow. Could you imagine being a cow and Krishna calls you by your name? And Krishna goes like this. Cows like this. I learned this in Australia this year. Oh, they love it. See, you must be a cow. You're a gopi, huh?
I've been brought up with cows.
Ah, that's why I said gopi. Hare Krishna. And what do you think is the milk of this cow of the Upanishads? Bhagavad Gita. Not too hard of a choice there. Because we said it was the essence of all the Upanishads. And who should drink this milk? Everyone. Fortunate devotees of fine theistic intellect. Yes. Devotees also have fine intellect, but it's theistic intellect. The demons, this doesn't mean the demons are ignorant and stupid. Ravan Hiranyakashipu were great masterminds. Hitler was a great mastermind. So it's not that because someone is a demon or atheist that they're dumb. No, they have intellect, but it's not theistic intellect. Devotees have, and notice the word, fine theistic intellect. Very nice. Because they're full of nice qualities. And they are the drinkers and enjoyers of that milk. I am over time. I beg forgiveness. I have one more verse, but I'm over time. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.